on the table, and then I don't have to say anything.
I'll go to the last page first. Just
get the end. Get the punchline. Right. So what's the play button? Okay.
I think if we just hit the chorus.
We're good. We're on.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for coming. The Shear tonight, or the refreshments that are, I guess, on their way, are sponsored in Ilu Nishmas, my two grandfathers and my grandmother, Nechemya Leib ben Yeshua Zelig, Yitzchak ben Rav Ephraim Fishel, and Bela Bas Zelig. The yard dates are all this month, at varying dates. Oh, on cue. Yeah, feel free to take off. All right, we'll start it up. We'll start with the Gemara. So everyone should already know this by this point. So the Gemara Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. We'll do a little review. The Mishnah from the underlined part says, Shomeres Yavam Shekidish Achav Esachotza. So we have a case. Say we have a case of three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven dies. So now Rachel falls to Yibum in front of Shimon and Levi. So generally, one of them would go ahead and either do Chalitza or do Yibum. But in this case, Levi, one of the brothers, goes ahead and is Mekadesh. We'll get to what that means, but let's say, you know, at least Arison, to Rachel's sister Leah. So Rachel is supposed to be either Yibum or Chalitza with Shimon and Levi, and Levi goes ahead and he goes and marries, or at least is Ma'aris Levi's Rachel's sister Leah. So Mishum Rav Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Rav Yehuda ben Beseira says, Omrim lo hamtein ad sheyaseh echicha maitzah. What we tell Levi to do is, all right, you started the process, you were Ma'aris, your Yavama's sister, but now you need to wait. You can't go and consummate the marriage and take it any further. You have to wait and see what happens, or let some course be taken with Racha, with the Yibam. So Chalatz la'achiv okansa. If the other brother Shimon goes ahead and either does Chalitza or Yibam to the Yavama, then Levi can go ahead, Yichmas et Zishto, and then he can go and fulfill the marriage that he started with her sister. Look at Rashi quickly. So Rashi Shemeres Yavam Shkides Echad Min Haachim Esachosa La'achah Shenafla Zu Lefnehem. So after Rachel already falls to becomes a Yavama in front of Shimon and Levi, that's when Levi goes ahead and marries her and tries to marry her sister Rachel. Who's Kulukul? And Rashi states, and you'll see this theme in Rashi, that the Zeka bond already exists. After the Zeka already exists with Rachel, Levi goes ahead and starts the process of marriage with her sister Leah. So, Mishnah tells us, our next Rashi, Hamtein milichnos de kapagas ba'achos kuka, and he spells it out. Why? Because you already have, she was first, Rachel was already, had the Zeka bond between her and Levi, and then Levi went ahead and tried to marry her sister, so he is Pogame ba'acha zukuka, and he can't go ahead and consummate the marriage because that's forbidden. So achi yase maisa shiichnesu ha'achin es hayavama o yichaltzu. So either you have to wait until the other brother goes ahead and does an actual yibam or chalitza with the yavama, and then v'tayakar zekasim imcha. And at that point, the zekaban will fall away, and then the Levi, the other brother, is free to consummate the marriage.
Even if he did kiddushin already.
Yeah, even did kiddushin already, and the Rishonim are going to discuss exactly what he did, but at the very least, he did kiddushin. So back in the Mishnah, let's say Mesa Hayavama. If while they're waiting for something to happen, the Yavama Rachel dies, Yichnas Hasichta. Then again, it's no different than if she wasn't Yavama. Anytime, even if he had actually gone ahead and married Rachel, if Rachel dies, then he can then marry her sister. The Yisra of Achos Ishta doesn't apply, or Achos Kuka doesn't apply once the Yavam is dead. Mace Yavam, but let's say his brother Shimon dies, the one who we're waiting on to do some action with the Yavam, let's say she dies. Then Yotzi Es Ishto, then Levi has to go ahead and Yotzi Es to Beget, sorry, he has to divorce his wife, he has to give a get to Rachel's sister, Leah, Veishas Achim Bechalitza, and he also has to perform Chalitza as well.
Because she falls to him now?
You know, she fell to him because there's no other brother, right. But he's not allowed to marry her because he can't do Yibam because it's Achos Isha.
Right.
And he can't continue now, and he can't go and fulfill the Nisuin with his other wife because it's Achos Ikukas. So he's in, you know, he's stuck, and there's no one else to go and remedy the situation, so he has to get rid of both of them. So comes along the Gemara and brings up a fourth case. Ibailu, Mesa Ishto Mahu. All right, so we already had the case of if the Yavam dies, the Yavama dies. So let's say now his wife dies. So what happens? He no longer has an issue of Achos Isha, but can he be Miyabim Rachel or not because he did have that interim period where she was his wife. So what does Rashi say? Rashi lays out the two sides. Mahu Bivimto. So mi aminan kevan de mesa paka isar achos isha b'sharia. Right? Do we say simply there's no longer achos isha because his wife had died, so he can go ahead and do even as if it never happened. Oh, Dilma, maybe there's a second side to it. Afagav de paka isar achos isha, even though there's no longer a problem of achos isha, kamaleh b'isar eishas ach, saying the isar of eishas ach, that was initially gone, has come back. Why? Hoil v'nesra alav sha achas, because at some point when she was in this sort of interim state waiting either for Yibam or Chalitza, they became asur to each other, or better yet, Levi created a situation whereby Rachel was asur to him by marrying or by starting to marry his sister. And because there was one point in time where they could not actually, she could not be a Yavama to him, so the ena nikori ba yavama yavala harik eishes ach sheish labanim vaasura lamis alav. And since a second existed where he could not perform the yibam, all of a sudden the isur eishes ach comes back, and there's no longer a chance for that to fall away, and so he couldn't do yibam. So Gemara continues, gives both sides. So Rav and Rabbi Chanina dami chavai who mesa ishto muter bivimto. So once I Rav and Rabbi Chanina say it's muter. Shmuel Rav Asi d'Amri Trevayu Mesa Ishto Aser Bivimto. Amar Rava comes along. Rava says, "My time into Rav. What's the reason for Rav who took the first opinion in Rashi that once his wife dies, then he's free to do Yibam with Rachel? Mishum Dava Yivama Shehutra. So it was a Yivama. This is the case. First, she became a Yivama that was mutter because when Reuven died, he was not married to Rachel's sister, and so it was just a regular case of Yibam. Vinesra, then she became Aser because he went ahead and started the marriage process with her sister, and you had a problem of Achos Ishto. V'chazrav Hutra, and then again, it's Mutter because his wife now died, so now she's back. So what do you say? Tachsur Latera Rishon, the first Heter that we had comes back. So not like the flip side of Rashi, where once there was a second of Iser, then everything falls away and can't come back. We pass in this way that it's back to square one. So we had a couple of intervening facts, but we get back to the square one, and he can now either of the brothers would be able to do Yibam with Bracha. So that's the Gemara. I want to focus first on the general case of the Mishnah, like we talked about, right? What exactly is the case that's happening here? We know that one of the brothers goes ahead and is Mekadesh, the Yivama sister. But what exactly does he do? So that's really a matter of quite a debate among the Rishon. So we look at source two.
So this was talking about she already died though, right? Shemaris, in other words,
his brother died.
The brother Reuven already died before.
Okay. Yeah, the brother dies. The Yavama is sitting there, and there are two surviving brothers. And he goes ahead before they do anything with the Yavama. He goes ahead and marries her sister, or starts marrying her sister.
Okay.
So Tosos Yavama Shuchat. This case is quoted earlier in the Masechta. So some of the sources are in Yudches, some are on Mem Aleph. But what does Tosfos say? Tosfos says, Omri, didafke kidesh omrim lohamtein milisa mishum debshas nisuin nira kenosei achas zukasa. So he says it's specifically in a case where the brother goes ahead and does kedushin, which we're saying is erusin only. Mm-hmm. So only does the kedushin part. Why? In that case, we say don't go and fully consummate the marriage because word of Tosfos says nira kenosei achas zukasa. It has the appearance as if he's going ahead and marrying the sister of the Yavam who has the Zekaban. Avalim Nasa Kfar. But let's say he went ahead and fully did Nisun, he fully married or I guess once I bet he didn't. He didn't Nisuin. So I don't know if he didn't know if they had Bia yet, but he didn't Nisuin. So if that happens, Kfar Shehi Ishto Gemura, then it's full. I guess they Yichud, but it doesn't necessarily know what they did, but at least it's full Nisuin. Paka La Zeka Lagamri. So in that case, Tosfos says the Zeka bond is gone. It is totally distinguished. And then at that point, he can go and they're fully married. He's no longer in the Parsha of Yibum with her sister. Even though we'll see, and from our intuition, we'd think it's not the right thing to do. He's not allowed to go once he's supposed to deal with the Yavama. But if he did go ahead and he did full Nisuin, that's enough. That breaks the Zeka bond, and he can go on. He can go on with his life, and his brother's left to tend with the Yavama.
He says in Tzarech Lahamtim Malivo, meaning he should finish the marriage.
Yeah, he could finish the marriage right away, right? Because
then we're no longer. So that means we're no longer concerned about what it seems like in the public anymore?
Exactly, correct. We're no longer concerned.
We don't force him to divorce.
So. Yeah, and that's a good point, because we're going to get that specifically later. But yeah, there's no more concern. We don't care anymore. He didn't sue, and now he's
free to go. Concern is only at a point where you could actually do something about it when you have a consummated marriage.
Right.
Well, is it saying that's more of an erva if there's an suing than Kedushin only? And that's not the issue.
Right, it would seem that's the
who's more of an Arba? Who's more of an Arba? The Yavama?
Well, correct. In other words, because now it's Achas Ishtoi, is there a difference whether it's Achas Ishtoi from the Suin or Eretz?
Right, so that's the question. Tosos is saying it is a difference.
The Suin,
yeah.
That's a qualitatively right. More
well,
of a.
Tosos is confusing. It's not exactly. No, we're not. The Rishonim are not sure exactly what Tosos means, but Tosos is making a distinction between, but he uses, it's the phrase is. Concerning, or not concerning, but the phrase that gives a lot of the Rishonim, the Achronim, some pause is because it's Nirek Achos, Kinos Achos Ukas, because that's a strange phraseology. Is it or is it not? And that's why it's a little bit tough to understand what Tosos is saying. We'll get to that later, but Tosos is the first one to make the distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin. While Kedushin is a problem, and we'll tell them wait and hold off until we figure out what's going on with the Yavama, but if there's Nisuin, then all bets are off. He's out of the parsha of Yavama, and he could stay with his wife, and that's it.
And Tosfos is just distinguishing between or separating Nisuin and Bia, just I guess to illustrate the point.
I think so, because he said let's say there's something still left to do. Otherwise, if he did, I guess he could have said we don't force him to divorce her.
Right.
But I don't think because we see even from the Mishnah, even in a case of Eretz, we don't force them to. We just say wait. So here we just say there's no reason to wait anymore because you've already done the suin. We don't need to make you wait. So Tosfos Rashi I copied here, but it's really verbatim with the Tosfos. He just quotes it on our daf. So if you look at source 4, it's the Keren Ora. Rabbi Yitzchak Shek died in 1851. It's all I can find. On the internet about, I had never heard of the Sefer before, but I saw it quoted. So he takes Tosos even to a little bit of an extreme, or what he thinks Tosos means. So he said, because of daf de dafka kidesh, avalim nasa apaka zekasa lagan revein tzarech lahamtin. Right, that was what Tosos says. Once, if there's nesuin, then no reason to wait anymore. So midavram zal nira, tehu adin, im ein sham yavam elohu. He says, this is the case that we set up our Mishnah of two surviving brothers. But he said, even if, let's say, he's the only of them left, the kadam benasa achosa, paka hazeka, vein sarach lootzi at ishto beget, vahayavama niftara vaholachasla. So he takes it even to an extreme that we may not have thought is true, is that even if he's the only of them, he goes ahead and he does nesuin with her sister, then his marriage is good, and the yavama goes free. No chalitza, no yivam, no nothing. Before, we might have thought Tosos or the case was limited if there's at least somebody remaining that can take care of the Yavama. But Keren Ora says, from what he sees in Tosfos, that's not the case. It's
definitely a case of where he's Mavatal the Mitzvah, which we
right. He's definitely Mavatal the Mitzvah, but it's he's done it already. So what do we do? We don't say do Chalitza anyway. That's it.
The Keren Ora say if it was a case of where he was the only brother and it was only Kiddushin? Meaning at that point, the whole thrust of the Mishnah and the Gemara is...
Right, because he can't wait for anything.
Wait for something to happen.
He's just saying what Tosfos
says. He actually goes on, I didn't copy that part, but he actually disagrees with Tosfos. He goes on to disagree.
He's saying that's dafka, that would be even in a case where there's no one left. So then you have to then explain what would he say by the case of Kiddushin.
But I think you'd probably say the same thing, because what are you waiting for?
Kiddushin, you're done.
Right.
So but that's not the mashmas in Tosas. Tosas is saying that Kiddushin is almost like still concerned because you haven't consummated the marriage. And therefore, it's almost like there's a way out before you finish it. We're still concerned about the Mara sign, whatever that is. Why would that be any different if it was just him? Meaning if he was the only Yavam left. That would still be a concern. There's nothing to do, like you said, but maybe we would say at that point, we're still, because we haven't consummated divorce.
Yeah, I wonder. I don't know what he would say in that case, because Tosa doesn't specifically bring in that case. So
Although you have the case in the Mishnah, the last case where it says that the chalitza. So you see, unless you want to say that if you did kedushin, you don't have to do a get in that case. It's only in.
I never heard you were giving no. Everything else has to stop. Have a good chance.
What were you saying that towards the end? I'm sorry, I feel like we're like hijacking.
No, he was right. So in the Mishnah, the case in the Mishnah that says if the brother dies, the Mishnah paskins that he has to divorce his wife and do chalitza on the Yavam.
Correct.
So that analogous case, if there's only one and he goes ahead and does kedushin, if we're not going to take, or even if possibly if we take the Karen Ora, would be. That's no different than when there used to be two brothers and then one of them dies, so he'd have to do the same thing. And maybe if it's only Kedushin, he'd have to divorce.
Interesting, right.
We don't know if Tosfos would agree. The Karen Ora, he's just kind of taking Tosfos's position to the extreme, right?
The tension here is that he has a Zeke on him and he married her sister.
Right.
So the question is, what gets overpowered?
Right, so you have competing bonds,
forces,
really.
Essentially.
Right, exactly.
I mean, the Suin would preclude the sister and the... Obviously, the Yibam would knock off his marriage. So the question is, what's knocking off what?
Right.
Okay.
So far we have the Tosfos side of things, which has its distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin, depending on what he did. And thinks Nisuin is stronger and would knock off the Zekabon, but Kedushin is not strong enough, and so we make him wait and see what happens to the Yavama, and then take action accordingly. So Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz in Source 5 starts to shift the discussion. So he starts by quoting Tosfos. So we see, we can just start from the second line. V'dafka kidesh aval nasa eno tzarech lahantin, dekeven shekidesh, or keven shenasa, kfar paka hazeka sheesh lo ba'achar. So that was Tosfos. But he has a question on Tosfos. Im tomar, kinami kidesh, paka hazeka. paka hazeka sheesh lo ba'achar. V'amai tzarech lahantin. So according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and we'll see later sources that elucidated a bit more, but his question is, why is Kedushin different than Nisuin? Either way, you're creating a marriage. That creating of the marriage should be strong enough to knock off the Zekabon. Right. So we'll go through, there are other sources that spell out exactly, why the strong, how strong that question is. But Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz takes it for granted as, why do we care if it's Kedushin? Why do we care if it's Nisuin? Either way, it should knock it off. So the obvious question then remains, how does he deal with the issue that in this case, and we'll see again, this is spelled out clearer in other Rishonim, but how do we deal with the case that the Mishnah says, if he goes ahead and he does Mekadesh, the Mishnah says, wait and see what happens. But why is he waiting? There's no Zeke anymore. Why doesn't he just go ahead? He's Kedushin, Nisun, it doesn't matter. Why doesn't he just go ahead? So if you look at the bottom, he gives an answer, El Niril Defima Shiprashti La'el, Nicha Dekevet Shekidesh Be'isur, Ein Lomar Shetifka Zeke Bekach. The issue here is, you're basically almost, we're not going to reward him. It wasn't right that he went, everyone agrees that l'chatchila, he should not go ahead and be Mekadesh your sister until something is done with the Yavama, but he went ahead and did it anyway. So in that case, the kedushin has so it was not done properly, and there fiza filu nasa nami kevan shinasun naivisar. So even kedushin nasun doesn't make, he doesn't differentiate between the two, but he differentiates here because it wasn't a proper kedushin or nasun, and therefore that wasn't strong enough to knock off the zeka bond, and that's why here he has to wait and see. But according to the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, it wouldn't matter.
The kedushin is not good, or it's a drabbanan.
So again, we'll see. We'll see. The Rishonim boss discuss that. Probably it's only the Rabbanan.
Sounds like a kanas almost, right?
Sounds like a kanas, but he's not saying in a kanas fashion. He's saying it's more of.
Oh,
it's
just
not strong enough. It's that it's weakened.
The nafkamina would also be if she didn't do chalitza, and minatora was a good marriage, they just make her give a divorce. So then she's fine, even if she gets married, the children wouldn't be mamzer.
Right,
but
I don't think.
If you say that it's only drab, if you say that midaraisa, it's not. If you say that midaraisa, it's not a good marriage. Then if he doesn't do chalitza with her, then that's a problem.
Right. Well, he would have to do. According to this, though, he would have to go ahead and do chalitza. We're not. That was only what Tosfos said, that if you do kedushin, that the wife is then the nivam is then free and doesn't need chalitza. According to this, you'd still need to. Someone would need to do chalitza on the Yavama before she can.
Rabbeinu is going to argue with Tosos. Tosos Rabbeinu Peretz is going to say that no matter what, meaning whether it's kedushin or nisuin,
kedushin or nisuin would be good enough to knock off a zeka bond generally, but here it doesn't because this was a kedushin or nisuin that was done by Isser. And either you could say it's a kanas, or you could say that it's that it weakens.
He's going to have to do kerushin.
So he can wait. This is, they're explaining what the, how you set up the case in the Mishnah. So he's still in limbo. He has the Arison done with the sister. He just has to wait for something to be done with the Yavama. Once the Yavama goes away and the Zega bond is destroyed from a different perspective, then he's free, then he'll continue and consummate the marriage. He's fine. He doesn't have to divorce. He hasn't done anything wrong in the sense that he has to divorce her, but because it wasn't a strong enough kiddushin, it wasn't enough. The kiddushin itself couldn't knock off the zegabon. He needs to actually have his brother do even more chalitza to knock it off.
And in a case where he's the only one, then, according to Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz,
he would have to divorce his wife and do chalitza.
What he's saying is that because of the kiddushin being done by Yisrael, it cannot knock off a zeka.
Right. And he put himself in that. If he's the only one, he put himself in that position.
And the reason why it was a kedushin b'Isser was because it was a zeka.
Right. He tried to marry his wife's sister to some extent, or his zeka wife's sister.
Okay.
All right. So look at source six, the Ramban, and here he spells out the question on the Mishnah more clearly. Ikele meidak kevin shekitcha halaza achas isha himiad. So, like we said, since we say this is a case where the brother went ahead and married the Yavama's sister, so that should break the Zeka bond, and he should be able to consummate the marriage. You shouldn't have to wait. Demaishno nisuin me'erisin betravayu achos isha himidaraisa. Right? And this is similar to what Yehuda was saying before. This is a kedushin de'oraisa, and so it should knock off the Zeka bond, which presumably is derabanan, or again we'll see. There's some differing opinions, but he has a marriage deraisa, whether it's kedushin or nisuin, and that should knock off the zeka bond, and he shouldn't have to wait. Bikel Matayitz, he brings down this answer. He doesn't quote the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, but it's the same answer. Some say kedushin dehetera potrin tsarasa diyusura ain potrin. Right, if you don't have a strong enough hetera kedushin, that's not enough to knock it out. And the sources he quotes bring a comparison to somewhere else in our Gemara. Kedetmar Hasam, Ma'amar dehetera kani disura lakani. We have a case, without going into details of the case, you have a Ma'amar that was inappropriate because you couldn't be Miyabim the Yibam. It was a case where you weren't really supposed to do Yibam, but what you went ahead and did Ma'amar instead. And we said, it's not Kona because it's a Ma'amar de Yisura, right? But the Ramban says, Lo nahira likla, the Hasam Ma'amar b'makam Yibam kai. These people that are, these Rishonim that are relying on that Gemara to show that, Kiddushin B'Isser is like a Mamar B'Isser, and so it's not enough to break the Zekabon. That only works for Mamar because Mamar gets all of its power, I guess, from the Yibam. So they can't do Yibam, then the Mamar is not good. That's why a Mamar de Isura doesn't work. But Kiddushin, but Kiddushin is its own separate act. Kiddushin is always good. Kiddushin is good. V'kevan tekanu bevadai potrin hazachutzah. So in this case, even though he should not have done, it wasn't proper what he did, but it's still a valid Kiddushin, and so it works. The Kiddushin doesn't need the strength of the Yibam to take precedence. So he doesn't like that answer. So what answer does he get? Miu yesh lomar, delman damar yesh zeka, miktas kinyan sheyesh loba min ha-Torah, pogim alav kedusha echosa, ben kedushin gemurin, ben kedusha mamar, she'enon gomraba. So he says, according, if you hold, and this is all according to the opinion that held yesh zeka, that's why we have this issue here. So if you hold yesh zeka, the zeka that exists is pogim the kedushin, whether it's a kedushin, whether it's erisin, whether it's mamar, any type of kedushin can't take full effect in the face of a zeka. And he says, in this case, if you would have gone and done a full nisuin, we would make you divorce your wife because you can't have the nisuin go ahead over the zekaban. We would have to end that. But when do we say that the zekaban could be broken by kedushin or nisuin? It's not really that it's broken, but really that if you a kedushin or nisuin would prevent the zeka from attaching. So in this case, if you would have gone and done kedushin, even if it wasn't nisuin, with Leah the sister before Reuven had died, before Rachel became a yavama, then what happened was then if Reuven dies, Rachel never becomes. There's zeka never takes effect because zeka can't overtake the kedushin bond that's there. Similar to what Maishi was saying is that we have competing forces, so which one takes precedence? So what it seems from the Ramban is, it's almost whichever one is first takes precedence.
Right.
Although the Kedushin does still have some effect. It's a little different, right? Because if he was Mekadesher first, and then the Zeka doesn't do anything. There is no Zeka at all. It totally prevents any Zeka. But if the Zeka bond exists, then he does Kedushin. The Mishnah doesn't tell us there is no Kedushin. It just says, wait until you see what happens with the Yavama, and then follow up. So it's not necessarily that the Kedushin has no effect. You probably still do have a Kedushin part, because you couldn't go ahead and perform Yibam. So it's not like the Kedushin doesn't take effect at all. So it is a little bit stronger, but at least in terms of what Kedushin does to
It doesn't move the Zeka bond.
It doesn't move the Zeka bond, exactly. But it does have some significance still.
So again, the point that Yehuda brought before about how do we define Zeka? It would seem the Ramban is clear that Zeka is powerful enough that it has a chagam on what is halakhically Kedushin and Nisuin.
Yeah, definitely according to the Ramban.
And therefore, it would be midaraisa. What it is, we still don't know, but it would definitely be midaraisa.
It would be midaraisa. The Kedushin would not take effect midaraisa, it seems, from the Ramban. Yeah.
You see also from the Ramban that the other people, that he understood everyone else's holding was only Darabon, meaning that it was only Darabonin. He's obviously going, if you go according to the Ramban that holds that Zeka's midaraisa,
right.
So then that means that Zeka's a Kenyan deraisa. So only a Kenyan deraisa can...
Well, Zeka's not Kenyan, it's a bond.
No, there's an element, that's what he's saying. There's an element.
It's a bond. It's not Kenyan.
No, he says, Yesh Zeka mixas Kenyan sheyesh mina Torah. So meaning it's creating a Kenyan deraisa on her, so that preempts any other Kenyan from happening.
Well, the fundamental difference between Tysus and the Ramban seems to be that the Ramban as the Tysus Rabbeinu Paritz also assumes that there's no distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin.
Yeah.
And Tysus doesn't make that assumption. He makes it... So that's why the Ramban and Tysus Rabbeinu Paritz need this to understand the Mishnah itself.
Right.
Whereas with Tysus, it's just a diuk in the Mishnah saying, interesting, if it's Nisuin, that would be different.
Right. That's why the Ramban is the one who brings down the question saying, according to the way we understand it, when Kedushin and Nisuin have the same power... There needs to be a reason why this Mishnah works. Otherwise, there's no reason for him to have to wait.
Right. Because what's the distinction? So they don't see any basis for distinction.
I think my point is valid in the sense that if you hold Zeka is almost like a Dorabana bigger thing, so then the question becomes, how does this Nisuin or Kedushin, whether there's a distinction or not, how does it affect Zeka? Zeka kind of is almost like a wobbly feet, and it's like, what kind of effect does this act that he did, the Zeka, that is, what kind of effect it has. Here the Ramban is clearly saying, no, the Zeka is there and stands on very solid ground. What effect does it have on the Zeka Kedushin? kind of like almost like which way the street's going.
Right.
Like,
and so, yeah, again, because he says it's a full kinyan, and so once it's there, right. That's it. All you can't knock it off, except, and we'll see, that's a good segue to the next source. The Numukeo say basically has a similar position to the Ramban, but doesn't have to say it stated as explicitly. If we look at the underline, Vidafka b'masa achiv b'yavimto, hudapaka zekasa. He's the only way to get rid of the zeka bond is his brother to do some maisa with the yavama. Either it's chalitza or yibum. Avam yishim nisuin da achosa lo paka. But nisuin is not strong enough. So again, he doesn't go into the same detail that the Ramban does, but the key here is the only way to remove a zeka bond is kedushin good enough? Is nisuin good enough? No. The only way to remove a zeka bond is to do a yibum act, either yibum or chalitza. And that will remove it, and then we can go back to the status quo.
This is even more extreme than... This is the most extreme so far, right? He's saying that one of the other brothers has to remove it.
He happens to state the achiv, but I can think is here, because he's just quoting the case here, is that there's another brother. I don't know what he would say if they're...
I think what he's saying is there's nothing that this brother himself, meaning he has a zeka on him, right? But he doesn't want to do anything to her because he's marrying his sister.
Right.
There's nothing that he himself can do that can permit that until the other brother does.
Correct. You have to do
meaning
the only way to
or nisun.
Yeah, that but that's anything? The Ramban said the same thing. The Ramban said the same thing.
He's, right, right.
He's saying it's that the only way to remove a zeka is a yibam act, which is, I guess I'll call yibam act, is yibam or chalitza. But you have to do something with the yavama. You can't take a exterior force and basically push it off, which is what Tos was, brought in initially, that if you have the stronger force, like in Asun, you could push off the zeka by yourself. It doesn't have to be dealt with the yavama herself. And Ritva says, brings it down as well. In source 8a, Perish Oshi Achlots Oshi Avim. Skip one line. Vidafka Masachav Bivimto Hudapaka Zekasumine. Right, only has to be something that your brother does with the Yavama herself. Avamishunasun, the Avid Ba'achosa, Lopaki, Kitkasibna, Lael, the Fichach Tzarech Lamdin. And that's why he has to wait. And the Ritva goes into a bit more detail earlier on, and he actually brings down. He brings down Tosa's opinion and has a question on it. That's what I was referring to earlier. So we just look at the second column in 8b. The first column he just repeats what he said before, is that you need to have a maisa with the yavama to actually remove the zeka. So here he's quoting the opinion of the Ri, which is brought down in Tosa's. Od kasav hu zelashono v'dafka b'kidushe achosa lo paka zekaso l'man dar b'yish zeka. Right, what Toso said, that only by doing the kedushin, that's not enough to remove the zeka. Aval b'nesuin da achosa paka. But if you did go ahead and do nesuin, keichad amrin hacha da paka kishiyasa achiv maisa. So he's spelling out what Toso is saying, that either the nesuin act is just as strong as an act that your brother does with the yavama to knock off the zeka ban. B'yayiv time el milsa, the dilma. This is similar to what Maishi was saying. What's the reasoning? Because when we have Zeka, it's as if the Zeka itself is a Kedushin on one side. So why should one Kedushin push off the other Kedushin? The Zeka Kedushin was there first, so why should this new Kedushin push off the Zeka Kedushin? But when you do the Nesuin, which is a stronger act, bringing the sister into your house, so once you've actually brought her into your house, then we're not going to have the kedushin of the zeka make us remove her from your house. We'll let you go. So that was what Tosfos says. But if you look at the next paragraph, Ritva doesn't like that opinion. He says that what should be, if you hold the zeka bond, so there should be nothing that, there should be no difference between a nesuin act or a kedushin act. If nesuin is enough to remove it, kedushin nami lamafka. Kedushin nami lamafka. The kedushin del raisa v'zeka de rabbanan. Because on one hand, we could say that the kedushin, whether it's kedushin or nesuin, is del raisa, and zeka is de rabbanan, and so it should outweigh it there. V'zeka del raisa, or if you're going to say that it's zeka is de oraisa, then masha eno nifkas mishum kedushin eno betam ukedin shehifke mishum nesuin. Then if it's Delraiso, so it's so strong, it's not going to be moved by Kedushin, then it should also not be removed by Nisuin. And he says even furthermore, if it was a case, if Nisuin did work, then instead of saying he should wait, why don't you tell him to go ahead and do Nisuin and that'll remove it? But that point is a little tougher because he's not right, because he's not allowed to do Nisuin. So just because he did one act wrong, we shouldn't say go even further. You know. So I don't know if exactly how you respond to that point, but his basic point is Kedushin and Nisuin come, you know, are kind of cut from the same mold. And so if one works, the other works. If one doesn't work, the other doesn't work. Against what, and, you know,
it's weird the way he asked and the way he answered. The way he asked it, he's almost like presenting the idea that Zeka is the same as Kedushin, and then Yibum would then kind of be on the other side the same as Nisuin. So Zeka is like the first step in that.
Well, that was when he was presenting Tosfos.
But that was the premise of the question. And then the answer is, well, that doesn't make sense because if it's Deraisa, it's Deraisa, it should knock everything down. If it's, but I guess if I'm Tosfos, I'm saying.
Right. In fairness, Tosfos, I should have said beforehand, in fairness, these were like 6-page Ritva, so I had to cut it. There's a lot in the middle where he goes through why he thinks that Kedushin is. There are a lot of other Gemaras he brings in why Kedushin and Nisuin are synonymous. So then he goes back. I probably should have made it clear. There's a lot of in between here, but I don't think we'd have time
there's
to go through
hour,
it.
Right.
But it's true. He presents Tosfos a question, but then he goes through a lot of sources why Kedushin and Nisuin are equal from their strength perspective, and that's why he goes and says. Either they both knock it off, or they both don't knock it off. But you can't split it in half.
Uh-huh. And is that something that can be said for Tosfos, that could be kind of like a way to approach Tosfos in the sense that Tosfos is holding this concept that Zeka is almost like the Kedushin, and then Yibum is the Nisuin, is the kind of like you're consummating that relationship,
right?
And therefore they can't necessarily knock each other out, and therefore we wait. If he does Nisuin, we wait. I mean Kedushin, we wait till the other guy knocks off that Zeka, then we can consummate it.
It could be. I didn't see anyone bring it down, but it could be that they're at least similar in terms of, right, one sort of creates the bond, but it's not a total fulfillment of the bond and a full-fledged marriage. So you do have that on both sides. That's true.
Is everyone learning? I mean, I see the Ritva obviously is, but is everyone understanding in Tosfos that Tosfos is learning that Zeka, it's going even according to the Mount Nemer that Zeka is Deraisa? Meaning
no. Not necessarily. We get the Rashba is a very.
Because the Rashba points that out specifically. Like he said, he's explaining Tosfos even according to the Mount Nemer Zeka
right.
Deraisa, that Tosfos is still making a distinction between Kedushin and Nisuin, right?
Oh, whether Tosfos.
You could have said in Tosfos that it's like almost like in Derabanan, like how it's a Derabanan Zeka, so distinguishing between Kedushin maybe and the power of Nisuin. Whereas the Ritva seems to be pointing out, even if you hold that Zeka is Deraisa, Tosfos is still
right.
making that distinction. And
the Ritva thing, right? The Ritva thing should go no matter what you say about Zeka,
right.
it should be the same thing.
Okay.
I don't know if anyone else touched on as much with the Deraisa versus Derabanan.
We're never
going
to get the truth.
Sorry, go.
I don't know. Okay, so let's get back to Tosfos because everyone's very concerned with Tosfos here.
Trying to
so,
defend.
We go to source 9. The Meiri kind of is the first one to come and sort of try to get more explanation in the Tosfos. So, comes along the Meiri. Omer lo hamtin at shiasa achicha gadol ma'asa rotzolomer. Right, like we were saying before, we wait and wait for his brother to do Yivum or Chalitza. This way, that according to everyone removes the Zeka, and then he can go ahead. Skip down to the next part. So the reason why we tell him to wait is why, because if he goes ahead and he doesn't wait for his brother to do something. Right, the problem we had. He has a Zeka bond to this Yavama, so he can't go ahead and marry her sister. And really, like we said, he never should have done the Kedushin in the first place. Once he's already done that, Omrim lo hoel uvisha she kidashta achos kuka kidashta. has hishar milechnos. Oh, fine, right. So he says, but once, so he really never should have gone ahead and done the kiddush in the first place. But once he goes, once he's done it already, we tell him wait and see what happens. Right, she'af al pi she'af b'kiddushin nikres hayavama achas ishta v'haya lanu lomar she'kiddushin mafkinas hazeika ki ilu kansa ein omrim kein she'af hazeika ki kiddushin umayulu maydahani mehani. And this was, this was really the case what we were saying before, is that the kiddushin itself, the zeka itself, is like a kiddushin, and so we have sort of competing kiddushins clashing, and so why should one knock off the other? Hilkach ena kiddushin mafkin shleser asabia ad shetivka zeka. Right, that's why we say we hold up. We say wait. See what happens before you go and consummate the marriage, because we have kedushins going back and forth, and we can't have one does not outweigh the other. But if he takes it to the next step and he performs the nisuin is another step, is a stronger step, and therefore it's not, we no longer have competing kedushins. We have a nisuin that trumps the kedushin, and then, like Tosfos said, he can go ahead and marry, you know, go ahead and continue the marriage with his current wife, and the Yavama would either go free or just be sitting, or would be the responsibility of his brother.
You could say as far as why Kiddushin should be stronger than Zeka. Just Zeka goes off by itself in many instances, whereas Kiddushin, if he's Makadosh a woman, he has to give her get. It's a specific relationship of Zeka.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's probably why.
That's what I'm saying. You could make the argument, or when he says, why is one stronger than the other? You could argue that Kiddushin seems to be stronger than Zeka.
Right, but he could be saying...
Or you could argue that because Zeka happens by itself, it falls off by itself. And Kiddushin requires an actual act.
But I'm saying it's more of a specific... In other words, because Zeka works, you could have five brothers of Zeka, but they can't even all act on it. So it's one goal, five applications, yeah. Then four fall off.
Right.
In a normal case, you could argue that...
Right, right. Yeah, makes sense.
So, the next source is the Rashi. This is where all the Achronim bring down the Rashi, because the Rashi has a very, very unique understanding in Tosfos. So, source number 10. Igal Medak, Maishno Erusin, Maishno Nisuin, Mekavan to Kitcha Ishto Da Raisahi, Vitezei Lozu, Mishim Achazisha. Right, so the first question he has is, you know, what everyone else is saying. Why are we different? What's different in this case? Why once we have kedushin, the kedushin should be enough to knock off the zeka, and then he should be able to go on and marry this woman. He should not have to wait. Let's skip down actually to the second paragraph. Mustabrali, devadai dina hachi. So he says like Tosfos, Eina erosin debasar zeka. According to the opinion that says Yesh Zeka, if you have an Erusin that happens after the Zeka bond already attached, like in our case, you already had the Zeka and then he went and was married to her sister, that is not a Dechia Gemura. It doesn't totally push off the Zeka. That's why in our Mishnah we said he has to wait because it didn't fully push it off. It's not Nami. Meisayavam, Motsi Yetz Ishto Beget. That's Eishes Achiv Bechlitza, right? And then that's the next case in our Mishnah, is that if the Yavam goes ahead and dies, that's the third case in the Mishnah. The Yavam dies, we can't just say, oh, okay, well, he already married to her sister, so let him continue with his marriage. No, he has to then go and divorce his wife and do Chalitza, so he loses out really on both. Right? And to the Rashba says of this, this is the first one who gets in distinction of Deraisa Derabanan. He says this whole ruling of our Mishnah is all Derabanan. None of this is Deraisa. Nor does he say, Mihu, Badai Nisuin Debasar Zeka, Dachu Dechia Gemura. The Nisuin, sorry, and again, these are cut. There's a lot in between here, but we're just pulling out the highlights here. So Badai Nisuin Debasar Zeka, Dachu Dechia Gemura. So he brings down this a case we have at this point, is earlier in the Masechta, of where we ask, according to the opinion of Beis Shammai, if Beis Shammai holds that Ma'amar is Kona Kinyan Gamor, that in a case where we have two sisters that fall, you should have, each one should perform Ma'amar and then be Kona, that wife, and basically saying that, implying that the Ma'amar would be enough to knock off the Zeka bond of the other sister, and then they could both go ahead and marry, if you hold that Zeka is, if you hold that Zeka is Dorais. So we say, but what he's saying is, from that we see that there is this ability to knock off the Zeka bond without performing an action on the Yevama herself, but with this third-party action of, in this case, he's saying definitely on using the Suin. And we'll see why he says Erison wouldn't work. So the next paragraph, Ula Namar. The Lamandamar Yesh Zeka, and this is where he explains, right, he holds there's a distinction, he holds Tosus a distinction, it's that Erison would not be enough to knock off the Zeka, but Nisuin would. And why not? But the distinction he makes is, and it's not that Tosfos doesn't say this, he's actually probably trying to explain Tosfos, that the reason the Erison doesn't work only Derabanan. It's a Derabanan that it doesn't work. Deoraisa, they both work like the other opinions we said, but Derabanan work goes there that Erison doesn't work. And why? So Ulai Namar, the Lamandamar Yesh Zeka, Havilei Ke'en Mekudesha. So the Zeka ban creates this almost like a Kedushin type connection. Kevin Shel Hispik Lichnos Esachosa, since he hasn't gone and fully done Nisuin with her sister, Omrim lo hamtein, kadesh lo yira kekones hamekudeshes lo rishon. Right, those are pretty much precisely the words of Tosos. We don't want it to seem as if he is marrying the sister of his zekuka. Aval im kadam v'kones ein machmir nalav kol kach lehotzi es ishto. Ba'afilu lav risha demasaso asui. But if he did go ahead and do nisuin, the rabbanu would not go there that far to go ahead and say, and he has to end that marriage.
He said, and
this we take it one step further. Not only did the Rabbanan decree that he should not go ahead and complete the Nisuin until something is done with the Yavama, but they went so far as to say the last case in our Mishnah, which is if something happens, that he's now the only one there to do the Alitza or the Yibum, even though Deoraisa, his Kedushin, knocked off her Zekaban, and really there's no Zekaban left because he has no brothers, and his Zekaban is knocked off Midaraisa, their Bunur goes there so far that even in that case they make him do Chalitza on her Midarabanan. So not only does he have to then divorce his wife, but he has to do Chalitza. So that's how strong the Rabbanan made the din here. But in a case of Nisuin, the Rabbanan were not gozer at all. They weren't gozer Nisuin. I guess they weren't, right, because of the idea of Nira that you're married, I guess that was only an issue because you only did Kedushin. And then you go ahead and you do Nisuin, they'll think, oh, he's marrying his Achlos Kuka, maybe that's allowed, maybe I could do it too. But if you already went ahead and you did the Nisuin, then we're not worried anymore. You already did it. What's done is done. So it's not going to be a problem of people are going to see it and think that this is what you're doing. You did it already. It's done. So Midaraisa, it works. Rabbanan weren't gozer because there was no reason to be gozer in that case. So that's how he explains the Tosfos. But then he comes with a question based on the case that we had in our Gemara. Ikala Medak Tuva, the next paragraph. The Kevon Sheniftari of Amal Gamre, the Kedusha Echos. Right, we said Midaraisa, Kedusha knocks off the Zeka bond completely. There's no more connection between him and the Yavama. It's Imkain. Hechiyama Rav Gemara, Mesa Ishto Mutarivimto. Right, Rav's case, the case he brought down in the Gemara was you go ahead and you do Kedushin on her sister, and then what happens? Your wife, the one you're Mekadesh, dies. And now what happens with the Yavama? She's now back in the picture or not? And what does Rav say? Rav Paskins, that Mutar B'Yavimta. You go ahead and you marry her, you marry the Yavama. We Paskin like Rav, right? It makes the Isha Mutar B'Yavimta. The Kaimelan Nami, the Nisuin, Mihadochen B'Yavama, the Chia Gemura. The Hilkach, Im Abra Vanasas Ishto, Niftari Yavama, Vahachol, Vanises Lashuk. V'imkein, hech efshar, la'achar shetamos ishto. So he says, if that's really the case, that midoraisa, you've knocked it off. So now, what happens? His wife dies, and the yavama should be back in the picture. How can we say, tachzor yavama etzlo, shekvar niftara? She's, how could you then go and do yivam or chalitza with this yavama? We already, midoraisa, she's not a yavama anymore. So how can you go ahead and say it? So now, here comes Marsha, the Rashba, sorry, that comes with a very novel shita. So mitoch kach, yesh li lomar, the lavla memra shtei avama zekukalo, lo lachlot v'lo liabim, elo mutter b'lvad kamar. So we would, what do we think the case in the Gemara was? That if the wife dies, the yavama's back in the picture, you do chalitza or you do yibam, because she's a yavama again. The Rashba says, no, that's not what the Gemara means. It means she's mutter. You want to marry her? Great. You don't? No problem. She's just a regular woman out in the street. You can marry her if you want. You don't have to marry her. But there is no more din yibam. So that's what he's understanding.
It's like a regular person whose wife dies, he can marry the wife.
He can marry the wife's sister. Yeah, because you have no more connection at all with the yibam. It's just gone.
Okay. He's originally understanding mutter that you have to.
Well, originally we thought. I mean, and if you're like a Rashi, not that you have to marry her, but you have to do yibam or chalitza.
You have to do something.
You have to do something. But he's saying no. She's a woman. So you marry her if you want. Don't marry if you don't want. She's not aser. So why is he saying that? Because since there was no iser eishes ach right when she fell to you were not married to her sister. So the iser eishes ach fell away, and then what happened? You went and married her sister, so you created a different iser for yourself. You created the iser of achos ishto. But once your wife dies and that iser achos ishto goes away, the iser of eishes ach doesn't come back. That's already gone. That was gone the second your brother died. And so now she's just a regular woman who you can marry if you'd like.
The problem is that Gemara uses the word mutter b'yavimto. So that's going to be a little hard to kind of get around.
Well,
Gemara uses the word yavimto.
The Gemara
says... Her as his
no, Yavam. The Gemara just says, tachzor l'heterah harishon. It says, you go back to the first set of heter. So most Rishonim do say.
He's just paraphrasing.
That was Rav's words. You're right. That was what Rav said. The Gemara, when they explained Rav, said Tasha Tehera Rishon. Either way, right. It's just identifying which right. Woman she is.
You can get away with that, but I mean the Gemara, right. if it's Meduric at all. Right.
That's fair. Most Rishonim do not agree. The Rashba is kind of taking it to another step here.
Although we still call her Yevimta even when she has to do Chalitza, so it's not that.
So let's move on to the...
A few minutes, all right.
Okay.
We need 10 anyway.
All right, that's all right. True. So let's just see quickly, just to see, because the Rashba does come with this novel approach. So let's see, Halacha L'maisa, if this is brought down, we see in sources 11 and 12, the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch, just the... Quickly at the end, you'll see in Mesa Arusaso, Ben Shemesa Kodem Misa Sa'achin, Ben Shemesa Lachar Misa Achin, Chazar Hayavama Le'atera, V'Ratzacholetz, Ratzam Yavim. And the Shulchan Aruch says the same thing, Ratzacholetz, Ratzam Yavim. So we see if the Rashba has this Shita, but it's not, Lamaisa, how we hold. We, you know, the Pashas of the Gemara is she's back in the category of Yavama, and you have to do one or the other. So she's not gone. But Kilos Yaakov in source 13, see, takes, he takes this a step further. So if you look at the underlined portion. He named it Sarasvara. Hayarinira. Dilafiza, Kord, and this is all within the Marsha's approach. Lo Shaykh Tachzor L'Teira Harishon, Shemeteris L'Zeh Shenar. So the only time we say that she's now mutter again, El Hecha She'ein Achin Acherim, when there's no other brothers. We sing, what does that case work? If, let's say, we only have a case of two brothers, and the one brother dies, and the Yavama is sitting there in front of the other brother. He goes and marries her sister, and then his wife dies. So in that case, I would think, Misvara, in that case, we allow him to go ahead and marry her sister without doing chalitza. Yavama is just, she's a regular woman to whether he wants to marry her or not. Why? Avakishyesh Orachim, let's say it's a case where there's still another brother there in the mix that has this zeka bond to the woman. Shadain zukuka lehen liyibam asura al kol panim lezeh ach shekvar ein lazeg alav. Right, this brother can't go ahead and then just marry her while she's waiting for, well, she's waiting for Yibam. We didn't Yivam L'shuk, right? Because, but not because it's Eishasach. We said Eishasach goes away, but it's regular. Anyone can't just go ahead and marry, you can't marry Yivam. You have to wait till Yibam or Chalitza are done with her. Kevin she'etzel zeh, eino zekuka, v'al yinasi lo b'toras kedushin ba'alma, zehu l'shuk, v'al deha zekuka l'sharachim zekaz Yibam. So that's what we would have thought logically. But if you go down, next underlying parsh, Bahachi Ezer, who brings down, who also quotes this Maharsha, Nira Ligamla Harash, sorry, the Rashba, Nira Ligamla Harashba, Muteres La'achazesh She'ena Zekugalo, Af Apishesh Achin Shizekugalen. He says, doesn't matter. If there are two other brothers, there are one other brother waiting there that needs to do Yibam or Chalitza. So this woman is a Yavama in some context. The brother whose wife just died can go ahead and marry her. Not Mitoras Yibam, just marry her altogether. She, for him, she's as if she's not a Yavama at all, and there's no restrictions.
Well, which means he has to do Kedushin. He wouldn't be able to just be...
Exactly. He'd have to do a regular Kedushin. Ve'im b'zeh iser Yavama l'shuk. V'tam ha'kasav, de'bevadai ein iser Yavama l'shuk mikach zekas hayavim greda. Why? Because the iser Yavama l'shuk doesn't just come because there are other Yavamim that are waiting to do Yibam with her. Vinesra mishim lote eishtam eisachutza. It's because of the pasuk. It's a gzeiras hakasuk. V'kevan debithilasa hutra liyabum ugeshen neesra v'chazur v'hushra chazur latera harishon. So since initially she fell to him and he was allowed to marry her because he was a brother and he was not married to her sister, so af she'ein kan od mitzvah ziyibum mikol makom machmes eishas hameis iafshar shetiaser. That whole just like the iser fell away of Eishasach, the Isser of Yivam L'shuk also fell away. There's no Isser anymore
to him.
To him personally only, exactly. Just to him personally.
But for someone else, there would be Isser for that.
Yes, for someone else, it's still Isser. It's just to him personally. And if you look at the next paragraph, so this is where Kilas Yaakov tries to refine a little bit. Tully b'ikar din Yivam L'shuk. So what this really is Tully on is how we view Isser of Yivam L'shuk. Is the Isser because there's a connection between the brothers who are alive, the Yavamim, and it's almost like a quasi-Ashes ish, so because she's bonded to these other brothers. So she sura navas ishus, mefas ishus aish shelo nitak legam b'makam yibum, and achshav zadam keishus zemes b'miktas u'mishim hachi huda asur l'shuk. The hashda, there he spells it out better. The hashda, imnam ar de iser yivam alashuk, hum ipnei ishus habal. If the real iser is because of the brother who died, if that's what the iser yivam alashuk is coming from, that there's still some semblance, shalom nikalat legamri, that you haven't fully disconnected that entire bond because he died without children and has brothers. So shapri yesh makam lomar, de kolze lagabe shar inshi. Aval lagabe ach kvar hutter iser, de mitzad ameis, v'hutra lo, v'lachein, gam kishapag azekasa, So he said, if the reason why, if the Isser Yavam L'shuk is still connected to the dead brother, then that should fall away for this particular brother the same way the Eishasach Isser fell away. But if you say, if you say the other side of it, that the only Isser relating to that brother is Isser of Eishasach, that's the Isser that falls away. But the Isser of Yavam L'shuk has nothing to do with the deceased. That all has to do with the brothers who are alive. And those brothers are still alive, and so he wouldn't be able to marry. So that's the chiluk he makes of how we say in the Rashba. Would the Rashba take it a step further and say, literally, he can go in and marry his Yavama, the Yavama, in the face of his brothers who are waiting to do Yibam or Chalitza. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Wow.